The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we could have our country back. I knew this day would arrive, only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this. I built a great company, and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family, instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much, and I feel so strong that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Well, good evening, everybody. The prayer call will start in 1 minute. We're going to let more people come in. And we'll get started. Thank you for your patience.
When Democrats took it,
well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the prayersfor45.com call for Sunday night, May 12th. We're glad to have everybody here. We appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday night to join us. And I'd like to first welcome our oldest members, those who have been praying with us since August of 2018, and those that have joined us more recently and have been praying with us sometime since August. And to our new members, our newest prayer members, there are some first-time callers I see on the board tonight, and we welcome you. We're grateful you're here and you're part of our growing community. This prayer community is really about all of you and those that understand why we're here, what our mission is. We're grateful you're with us and look forward to you joining us on many, many more calls. 1 second, please. I'm getting a call. I want to make sure that we don't have this call interrupted as we are recording this. All righty, let's get started here. I do want to tell you that, as always, we'll be doing two prayers tonight. Our first prayer will be for President Trump, his family, and the administration. And we'll spend some time devoted to our great president. Our second prayer call tonight, we're going to take a little different direction. We're going to avoid pure politics and go above the fray to pray about an issue that affects all of those who are parents with children of school age. So stick around with us, and we will dive into a very controversial subject and devote our prayer to that subject. Before we get started, I want to address an email I received. We are always interested in your feedback and welcome your feedback of any kind, including constructive criticism. As some of you know, or we all know, that sometimes constructive criticism is a fine line and it crosses over into just criticism. And I thought long and hard about sharing this, but I think it warrants that I share this because I have often mentioned, including on Thursday night, that there are silent partners in Prayers for 45. They are Christian broadcasters. They approached me last year to build Prayers for 45 as a web-based business and start the prayer calls, and decided to be silent partners because they didn't want to jeopardize their business, their primary business, Christian radio stations. So they're Christian broadcasters, and I received an email that essentially said our silent partners are not good Christians, as they chose to remain silent and put advertising revenue ahead of prayer. Now, I should say that the Christian broadcasters I speak of are executives and board members of a public company. And if anybody understands the public realm, my silent partners have an obligation to their board of directors, their shareholders, their employees, and all of the stakeholders in their massive public company that's built over decades to protect the revenue and protect the best interests of the company. So by remaining silent, so as not to attach themselves to President Trump and face potential loss of revenue and other criticism from advertisers, this is just the reality of the world we live in. Advertisers speak their mind through advertising decisions and can protest in the form of pulling advertising dollars or not spending advertising dollars with a particular media outlet. And so as Christian broadcasters, they're certainly not shy and certainly are proud of their Christianity and their belief in prayer, but made a business decision to remain silent partners. I see no harm, and there's a reason there's a term silent partnership. And so to that end, I wanted to say to any of those who didn't understand perhaps why these partners remain silent and they do their best to support us in spirit and have helped funded this endeavor to date. So I just wanted to put that out there for those of you who have wondered about this silent partner. I hope that shed some light on it and explains the situation. So let's move on to our first prayer. Kimberly, I know you're here. We've got a full board here, and I'm just, are you?
I'm here, Scotty. Can you hear me?
You're there. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I guess I already unmuted you.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're praying for President Trump, and it's your dime and your dance floor.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, thanks, everybody, for joining us. We're excited that you're here. Let's just cover our president in the days to come. Father, we just lift up our President Trump to you. We thank you so much, Lord, that he continues to remain optimistic. Father, it is so obvious that we are not dealing with business as usual. Lord, I am ever keenly aware of the evil that continues to move forward in its agenda to steal, kill, and destroy. Father, I thank you that this is not a battle of flesh and blood, that this is a spiritual battle. And so we come with our spiritual tools. We come knowing that your word is that which we stand on. And we thank you, Lord, that you continue to breathe the power of your spirit into the plan to not just advance the realm of good on this planet, but destroy the activities and the agenda of the pit of hell. We thank you for that. We thank you that your word also talks about your kingdom come and your will be done. And I thank you, Lord, that you are continuing to use the return to the rule of justice. That you continue to use, Lord, a return to the rule of justice, and that you are absolutely bringing what is hidden into the light. Father, I thank you that our president continues to stay strategic, that he continues to move with wise counsel. Lord, that he is ever setting the stage to take authority over this agenda to destroy the good that you've established on our planet, Lord. We thank you that you continue to maintain a global perspective for him, that you are continuing to bring forth groundbreaking information that is allowing the public all over our world to see. Father, I thank you so much that you are allowing a great reaping to come forward, that there is a harvest that is coming for those who have planted seeds of evil and, Lord, for those who have planted seeds of good. I thank you so much for the law of the sower on this planet. Lord, I thank you that the hypocrisy is being exposed, that the actions that have been deceptive are being brought into the light. We thank you for that. We thank you that justice is coming, Lord. We thank you that your truth is being made known. Lord, your word says that truth brings forth freedom, that we shall know the truth and that the truth will set us free. We thank you for that. We thank you that the lies are being exposed as these facts are coming forward. Father, we continue to ask for wisdom for our president. We continue to ask for supernatural revelation and understanding on his behalf. Lord, we thank you that as he begins to even more so speak just things that are really beginning to become more and more clear, Lord, not so much coded, Father. We thank you that everything is coming out. It is mind-boggling, Father, the things that are being exposed, that these cover-ups that have been long in execution are being made known. We thank you that you are revealing the treasonous actions of the deep state, that the sedition is being exposed, Lord, that the unlawful behavior that has seemed to just take advantage on every level is coming under your thumb. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that we thank you for the president's ability to navigate the evil attempts to spin and do their own damage control, or the deep state's ability to spin things and do damage control. In other words, where they're afraid that truth is coming out, Lord, that you are giving wise perception to those who are executing the plan, that they are able to see what the deep state agenda is. We thank you for that. Lord, ultimately, we thank you that the timing is yours. We thank you that the D-class is coming and that the FISA abuse continues to be made known and exposed. Lord, we thank you for
all of the agencies that are coming into unification, that you are bringing unity with the Department of Justice and the FBI, Lord, and all of these agencies, the Justice Department, that are called to work together, Father. We thank you that they are coordinating their strategy, Lord, for this exposing of the deep state. And, Lord, we just continue to lift up the safety of our president and his family. We thank you that you continue to keep him protected so that this continues to unfold according to your plan and your will. We pray all of these things, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Kimberly. I know you are on a road trip right now. You're in the car with your husband and your two sons, and thank you for taking the time out of your road trip to honor your commitment to this community. We so appreciate you leading our first prayer on Sunday and Thursday, and thanks to your family for indulging us in invading your personal space there in the car.
Hey, it's our joy and our pleasure to be of service, and I love to pray, Scotty.
Well, you do a great job. We appreciate you always, and we'll continue to see you Sundays and Thursdays, praying for President Trump. And we were listening to a speech tonight that he gave, I believe, at the Republican National Convention when he was nominated. It's probably the greatest political speech writing of all time. You can find that speech by searching the speech that will get President Trump elected. And in that speech, he says, I didn't need to do this. And nor does he need to run for re-election in 2020. And he does explain in that speech why he ran for president. And many of us know he was recruited years ago by military generals who felt that he was the man of character, the man of strength, a man of honor that loved his country, that could pull us from dark to light. And this is why we're here praying every Sunday and Thursday for a man and his family that did not need to do this, could have lived a very comfortable life regardless of who was president. I think he knew, had Hillary Clinton been president, that his family fortunes and his life was potentially threatened, actually probably very threatened in one way or another. So I think this man is stepping forward. He will, in fact, run in 2020. He will get a second term. I think we all feel this in our core and in our heart, and we will continue to pray for this man and for the Patriots. On that note, we are going to depart from the political fray and pray for an issue that has come to my attention through Ingrid, who will lead us in our second prayer. And it's an issue for all parents who have children of school age that should be of concern here in the state of California. And growing curriculum in the school system, part of Common Core, is a brand new approach by the liberals to sex education and the kinds of things they're teaching school kids, from sex toys to self-exploration, is simply satanic. It's simply evil. And so, Ingrid,
yes.
Could you shed some light on this? You have done a little homework on the subject, and fill us in, and then we'll pray.
Okay. Yeah, this sex education brings to children from seventh grade forward the most explicit information on how to use their sexuality. Providing material that talks about things that no child should need to know yet, and it's just craziness. But it talks about improving female satisfaction, postponing male ejaculation, safer sex with lubrication, goes over sexual toys that you can get in order to make yourself feel good, and when it's appropriate and how you should do this when you're safe, and you should use condoms on when you use things that are not a sexual toy, and then they make suggestions to things like bananas and cucumbers and other things that you can use, kids can use. Of course, they talk about using condoms if you're doing sex. They talk about vaginal sex and anal sex. To me, it's just craziness. And then,
it's kind of, from an ideology standpoint, it's so typical of the left who thinks that they can do a better job teaching our children than we can. They want to step in, teachers and educators, and fulfill the role of a parent. But I think all of us know who have parented that we know what's best for our children. We know their personality. We know their strengths. We know our children's weaknesses. We know where they're at from a maturity standpoint and on the spectrum of sexual education. How much is enough and how much is too much for our children is none of the state's or the school's business. So I think
exactly.
This is a very important matter to pray for, and I thank you for bringing this to our prayer call tonight. I think it's twofold. One, it's a nice break from the geopolitical craziness that surrounds us, and two, it's a very important issue. I have a daughter going into seventh grade in California. Now, she's in a private school.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed to be able to put her in a private school, but I know some of her friends, and I can just imagine, knowing her and her friends, that this stuff is the stuff that parents need to address, not the school system. So thank you for bringing this to our attention and leading us in this prayer.
Yeah, I think I just so agree. And even though there is an opportunity to opt out, and I thought there wasn't, there is an opportunity to opt out. It was part of a change that was made. But there are specific guidelines as to what has to happen and within what time frame. And unfortunately, it doesn't put the onus on the school to give the parents the information early enough. But that being said, even if you opt your children out, the kids are still going to talk among themselves, you know, the ones that have had the education, and then the ones that haven't will be educated by, quote, those that are educated now. So
how many busy parents with two-income households especially are so busy they don't even know this is going on in the school?
Absolutely correct. Yeah.
So opting out is something you do when you have knowledge and have critical thinking. But I fear that too many parents are not even knowledgeable that this is going on. So I'll turn it back to you, and please take it away for our prayer.
Okay. Well, prayer warriors, we're coming before the Lord, and we're relying on the covenant that he has made with us, his children, in Psalm 91. Those of you that are familiar with Psalm 91, that's how we're going to pray on this, and we will be victorious because the Lord is victorious and the Lord makes a way. So we, Lord, dwell in the shelter of the Most High and bring before you the parents and the children of California and this nation. We say to you, Lord, you are our refuge and fortress, our God on whom we trust to take care of the innocent children from perversion by Satan. For it is you, God, who delivers our children from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. You keep our children, the nation's children, safe from sexual diseases without mandated sex education and other disease information, including the undoubted consequences of the perverse sexual indoctrination. The Lord God will cover our children with his pinions and under his wings. The minds and hearts of our children will seek refuge. God's faithfulness is our shield and our bulwark. And Lord God, we will not be afraid. We will not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies by day to destroy our children, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at our sides, and 10,000s at the right hand, but it shall not approach our children or our grandchildren. We will only look on with eyes and see the recompense of the wicked, for our children have made the Lord their refuge, even the Most High. We are in his dwelling place. No evil shall befall them, nor shall any plague come near their tents. Lord, you give charge to your angels concerning our children to guard their minds and their hearts and all their ways, so that even if children need to sit through these classes, you, Lord, you will plug their ears, you will plug their minds, you will plug their hearts, and let this just blow off them, Lord God, that they do not take it in. They don't make it part of them, and they can move on, Lord. You will bear them up. You will keep them safe so that they do not falter, Lord. And this is because we, your children, have loved you. And you, therefore, God, say that you will deliver us. You will deliver our children. And you will set them securely on high, because we have known your name and we call on you. And you always answer, especially in times of trouble. So, Lord God, we just lift you up. We lift up the name of Jesus, and we ask, Lord, that you continue. You continue and you come and you battle on behalf of the children of this nation, the children of California, Lord God, and that you open the minds of the parents so they're willing to, or even here, to be able to explore, so they can go to the school and say, what's this? I want to opt my child out, so they can get the information to act on. And Lord God, we just, it's such a waste. And these innocent minds, Lord, well, we want them to stay innocent. We want them to stay pure and not become befouled. In Jesus' name, we just lift up our children. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ingrid, for shedding light on this, critical reveal of the true agenda of the left and how they are indoctrinating our kids on almost every subject matter. And, of course, as they progress from junior high school to high school to college, the stakes get higher, and I think the indoctrination just gets deeper and deeper. So
yes,
we appreciate you shedding some light on that.
Okay.
And we're here, everybody. I'll remind you, every Sunday and Thursday at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. Our calls are posted at prayersfor45.com if you miss it. We are a community growing by word of mouth, and as well as through our association the past few weeks with the Patriot Intel Report. And we want to thank Phoenix and his members for joining us in prayer. We're grateful to have you. And, hey, Phoenix, I know it was not prompted or not any advance warning, but how you doing? I just want to say hello and have you say a few words.
Hello to you, Scotty. Yeah, it was with no warning or no advance. Thank you, brother, for that. But hello to you. Hello to everyone out there. You know, what we're facing in the world today is so intense, and this truly is a battle of good versus evil. And coming together in prayer, unified in one mind with one vision and one intent is so powerful. And I just want to thank you, Scotty, for what you've done and your prayer team and all the people that are involved in Prayers for 45, and also for all of my listeners who have joined in and become members of Prayer for 45. I just want to thank everyone. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Phoenix. I knew you would improvise, and I'm sorry, didn't mean to catch you off guard there, but I wanted to give you the floor, and you couldn't have said it better. We are in a spiritual war of good versus evil, and I think the power of this prayer group speaks for itself, and will continue to grow, and with your help and the members of your community and other communities we intend to associate with. So thank you, my friend, and perhaps in your travels of the Patriot Intel Report, somewhere along the way, I'd imagine you've addressed the education system, and it seemingly becomes a more and more important problem with how our children are being educated. But
yeah.
I think it's something you've probably addressed and or will address, and I hope tonight can be the impetus for all of us on this call to shed some light on this issue. And for those of you who have kids in school, or if you have family members or friends with kids in school, I think the first step in why we did this tonight was to be aware of the problem. So,
we will close.
Go ahead, Phoenix.
No, I was going to say it is a very serious thing and something we need to be aware of. And like you were saying, Scotty, I believe Ingrid mentioned it, but I believe it was you, actually. People are just unaware because people are busy. People are doing things, and that's all by design. So, again, thank you for bringing this topic up. It's very, very important. People need to know, and something we need to address. So, anyway, thank you again, Scotty.
Well, you know, whether it's the financial system, the education system, the medical system, they have set it up and designed it so we are busy. We're busy making a living, and we're busy raising families, and we're busy with our lives. And the cabal has relied on that. They have relied on us being busy with our lives. And I think part of this great awakening and why we're here is we are coming alive. We are coming into our own, and we'll continue to address the satanic cabal and their evil and shed light on these topics. I think it's really important. So on that note, let us close with our gratitude prayer. Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful. And in turn, you will show us the light at the end of every day. Lord, we are grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is leading the storm and he's focused on his mission and purpose as president. Lord, we're grateful you are here to reassert our sovereignty, to reform the liberal, satanic, international cabal. And we pray and give thanks that you will guide our friends, our family, and our fellow American patriots to help us and to exert their sovereignty as well. We aspire to make those in the international order, the politicians, the bankers, the corporate cronies, serve the citizens of the planet, not to control them. Lord, we'd be thankful for this sovereignty. Lord, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Ingrid, grateful for Pastor Joseph and Betty and Diane and Evelyn and Van. Lord, we're grateful for all of the prayer warriors that joined us on our call tonight. We're grateful for all of our associations with our silent partners, our Christian broadcasters, with the Patriot Intel Report, and all of our friends of this community. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong in the truth, and we will overflow with thankfulness. Lord, we're grateful for everything you've given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, and thank you for the many ways in which all of us on this call are cared for and supported by family and friends. Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. And on that note, everybody, have a great night. Hang up the phone, go hug somebody, and we'll see you again on Thursday. We appreciate your time, and God bless and Godspeed to President Trump and the Patriots. Good night.